Namaste, divine beings. Master relationships, master life. The relationship we have with ourselves, with those whom we care for, and in our workplace aligns our vibrations as much as our vibrations align all the relationships around us. Today, in our workshop, let's explore and activate the five facets of relationships that will greatly enhance the foundations to our happiness, and that is relationships. Having good relationships means an upgrade in all that we do personally and at place of work. So let me start with the story of Lord Shiva and Goddess Parvati. There was a time when the dark forces were continually being victorious over the good. So the angelic beings, tired of being defeated by darkness, went to Lord Vishnu with a prayer, seeking help. Lord Vishnu mentions to them, there will be a time when Lord Shiva will find unions with Goddess Shakti, and the child born of this union will be the powerful light that will destroy any and all forms of darkness. Meanwhile, Lord Shiva had a traumatic past experience, and he went into the forest to meditate as a renunciate. Goddess Parvati, who was the incarnation of Goddess Shakti, was born to the king of the mountains. When she heard of this renunciate meditating, she would climb up to the mountain each day to clean up and tidy up the place and take care of Lord Shiva, who was meditating. One day, Lord Shiva opens his eyes and looked at Parvati for the first time. Parvati felt an emotional connect, and in a moment she fell in love with Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva too began to have feelings. So the angelic beings thought this was the ultimate moment to forge their unions together. So they summoned the god of love, Kama, who was waiting for the right moment. And just when Lord Shiva and Goddess Parvati connected by heart and emotions, he shot his love arrow. But that arrow had just the opposite reaction. Because for Lord Shiva, it was, how dare someone break my meditation, my innermost peace realm, and Lord Shiva burns and destroys the Lord of Love, Kama, with his third eye, and then drops everything, including Goddess Parvati, and goes deep into the mountains. Goddess Parvati was shocked and pained, and she felt abandoned. But deep inside her, she knew that she must win Lord Shiva. And she knew to win Lord Shiva, she needs to go to the space where Lord Shiva is. So she decides to now invoke Lord Shiva. In this workshop, we will be utilizing a mantra, the mantra that Goddess Parvati utilized to invoke Lord Shiva. This is the mantra of highest vibrations. With these vibrations, we are able to summon the supreme infinite light to be our vibrations. So, as we go through the story, first receive the mantra. So that way, Goddess Parvati's experience and the story and our journey into light is empowered with us aligning our own vibrations. We say Om three times. We say Ah three times, and then let the mantra Om Namah Shivaya arise from inside out. Om. This mantra was given to us by Bhairavaseka Swami, my first guru who took me through my death experience. Bhairavaseka Swami does not have a physical guru. He calls sacred mountain Arunachala his guru. And this is the mantra he received directly from the sacred Lord Arunachala, which we have now. So let's say the mantra Om Namah Shivaya five times. So in this way, we are now aligning ourselves to the vibrancies. Om Namah Shivaya. 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 So Parvati started reciting Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, and she stepped into the ice cold waters of the Himalayas during the winter time. Ice formed all over her, and still she was in a mantra fire. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. She stood in the desert, in the hot sun. She went beyond feeling hot or feeling cold and just source connecting to the innermost vibrancy. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. And as she went deeper and deeper into herself, into the light, the fire she invoked from inside her now connected to Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva made his appearance to Goddess Parvati in various disguises, each time to test her by putting her down, by saying or insulting Lord Shiva. And Goddess Parvati exercised enormous patience, but also held firm her faith and her love for Lord Shiva. And ultimately, Lord Shiva appears to her and proposes marriage. So Lord Shiva and Goddess Shakti Parvati get married. But now when they got married, all the celestial light was happy that finally at last there is a chance for that light as a savior. Meanwhile, Lord Shiva and Goddess Shakti, Goddess Parvati, were now making love, and they went on making love. Billions of years have gone past and they're still making love. Now, the angelic celestial beings go to Lord Vishnu and say, Lord, we have been patient. Please do something. So Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, the state of awake mind, goes to Lord Shiva and Goddess Shakti just at the moment when the orgasmic seeds of the cosmos was created, and that comes down to planet Earth from the Pleiades as Lord Murga, the six-dimensional being. This Lord Murga was the source of ultimate higher consciousness that destroyed and dissolved any ignorance, all the karmic past, any form of darkness. Now, relating this to our inner journey and our activation of our highest vibrations is the first, and that is when we attain our own inner wholeness, we have become love. The objective of yoga is the unions to be Lord Shiva. And this Lord Shiva is depicted as Sachidananda, being the form of bliss. Loneliness is a disease that inflicts nearly all humans. And yet, once we have found that wholeness, we are that higher vibrancy that attracts to us wholeness itself and all the others. All of the incomplete seek wholeness. To be whole means to be the sun and cease being the planet that revolves around and around the sun. Awakening our innermost sun is to be the radiance of vibrancies that attracts not only relationships of high vibrations, but also all of manifestations. So, let's activate this wholeness within us. For now, let's utilize this mantra, Om Namah Shivaya. Let's utilize this mantra from the root chakra. Take a deep inhale, hold the breath. Visualize the crown chakra and one chakra above the crown. So when you're saying the mantra from the root chakra all the way to the chakra above the crown, let's say the mantra 5 times and feel the vastness of whom we are. Above the crown is the chakra that entails 18 layers of super higher consciousness. So when you're saying the mantra, we are tapping into this light state that is like a pillar of light, that is the pillar of light. So when you're saying the mantra, be conscious of the inhale from the from source and the exhale to be the pillar of light. We'll say the mantra 5 times, so in that way we can activate ourselves to feeling and being the whole. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Rub your palms and receive the blessings of the higher vibrancies of our highest self. Know that when we are in the higher vibrancy and are, if we have experienced the enlightened states any time in our past lives, whenever our vibration goes low, or whenever our breath flips to the left, in other words, whenever we are with the ups and downs of the mind, especially the downs of the mind, we are struck by depression, sadness. And this is to remind us of the higher vibrancies within us to attain. So at any time we feel a bit low, know it's a primordial call for us to wake up and be the higher self. In other words, meditate, to go within, to be the whole. And when we are the whole, we are the radiance giving our energies. Observe, whom would you like to personally be with? The one who gives energies. When we are incomplete, we are in many ways an energy vampire. And we innately prefer to be with higher vibrations because we know it is a source of happiness and joy to be with the higher vibrant being. And that higher vibrant being is our highest self within ourselves. So the first is attain wholeness at all times. In other words, be in the meditative flow at all times. Let the mantra be in the subconscious mind. Keep with the mantra. Every inhale, Om Namah Shivaya. Every exhale, Om Namah Shivaya. Within ourselves, Om Namah Shivaya. Say the mantra 108 times, so in this way that innermost fire of vibrancy is within us. So, having attained wholeness, with our inner sun shining, we become natural magnets to attract love, to attract that which we see, that which is desired by our heart. And our vibrancies also attracts wholeness in all its forms, especially that of relationships. We break free from the karmic past of relationships that hinder us, relationships that are not meant for us. Instead, we climb up to being the sun-like energy that constantly uplifts ourselves and all others in the higher vibrancies of beingness. The next facet is vital as the energy, as the divine feminine energy. The divine feminine energy is that of empathy, compassion, understanding, forgiveness, nurturing. Simply put, the mother-like energy. Ah, Guruji, Annai Siddha Raja Swami called himself Annai Siddha. Annai means mother Siddha. Because true, that is whom he was. Mother-like. Whenever we have woken up the divine feminine within ourselves, we are enlightened. Awakening the divine feminine means we are now in the receiving end of grace. So, how do we wake up this divine feminine within ourselves? It's activating the left breath. This was a teaching I received from Guruji Mahasivaswami. Press the left big toe down. When you press the big toe of the left or of the right, our breath automatically flips. So when you press the big toe down of the left foot, our breath has flipped to the left. Take a deep inhale. Exhale slowly to the left. We are going to experience the inner Om. The inner Om is a powerful form of a pranayama, the breath technique to activate the core, the zero point within ourselves. Pressing the left toe, take a deep inhale and let's go to the inner Om. From the roots, Lift the energy all the way to the third eye and beyond. Rub our palms together to see the blessings. What we have done with the inner Om is activated the right brain, and the right brain is that of creativity, that awakens a deeper perception, that which expands our consciousness to alight the divine feminine within ourselves. So for a moment, feel these energies of the divine feminine within ourselves, the mother energy within ourselves. We all naturally gravitate to a good person. Being that good person means being the mother-like being. Activating this energy within ourselves is simply awakening, or rather kindling, our higher vibrancies to be that which is the grandness of being whole. The six dimensional being is the cosmic child. When Lord Shiva and Goddess Shakti made love to create in this union the cosmic child, this cosmic child is the six-pointed star, Lord Murga, the highest or higher consciousness. This higher consciousness means beyond the five senses, the sixth sense, the union between the infinite triangle and the finite triangle of whom we are, the unions of timelessness with time. This means we now have the wisdom to relate to realities. We are empowered by the power of infinity in the realms of the finite. We are the timelessness of light that is in the realities of experience of time. The sixth dimensional being is within each of us to activate. Upon activating the sixth dimensional, not only is it that we awaken the power of good health, but also vitality. We awaken the genius that is within each of us. We awaken the powerful momentum of light and a highest purpose. We activate the grace of receiving blessings, of being supported by all of light and all the angelic beings. We are the primordial ancient wisdom in the now. So let's say this mantra to activate this energy. Know that inner wholeness is to be the stillness, and in the stillness is to be the dance, and from the dance experience stillness, and in this stillness is the whole. So when you say the mantra, we are activating our innermost dance. We are activating that which causes the supreme states of meditation, which is stillness. And in this stillness is the radiance of being, the entirety of the universe, Vel Vel Muruga, Vetri Vel Muruga, Vel Vel Muruga, Vetri Vel Muruga, Vel Vel Muruga, Vetri Vel Muruga, Vel Vel Muruga. Vel is the spine awake. Vetri Vel Muruga. Vetri is victory. Vetri is the power of light. Vetri Vel Muruga. Vel again is the spine awake as Mother Kundalini. Vel Vel Muruga is the one who is beautiful. Muruga is the one who's perfect. Muruga is the epitome of wholeness. Vel Vel Muruga, Vetri Vel Muruga, 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 Vel Vel Muruga, Vetri Vel Muruga. We say this mantra 6 times. Any time we've done a yoga or we completed a meditation, end it with reciting the mantra of Lord Muruga. Vel Vel Muruga, Vetri Vel Muruga, Vel Vel Muruga, Vetri Vel Muruga, Vel Vel Muruga, Vetri Vel Muruga. Say the mantra 6 times. So in this way, we are the 6th dimensional being. Allow for us to dance at each moment as in states of joy. Let the vibrant light shine in us as in the stillness within. When you say Vel Vel Muruga, Vetri Vel Muruga, visualize the golden light that we are. Let's say the mantra 6 times and move the energy from the root chakra through the third eye. Now when we are in this mantra, know that we are the cosmic child. Vel Vel Muruga, Vetri Vel Muruga, 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 Vel Vel Muruga, Vetri Vel Muruga. Receive the blessings. When we have woken up the 6th dimensional beingness of ours, we are gifted with the power of intuition to know the other. We are gifted with oneness to feel all others. We also have the energy fields of being the healer. Being the higher vibrancy means we heal and we are able to uplift all others with our vibrations. We become the natural energy fields of healing all who connect with us. We also have woken up our inner eye, the innermost that is beyond the 5 senses. This energy field of vitality, of being the light being, simply aligns all our relationships to our innermost core vibrant light. The next dimension, the 4th of of facets is communication. When we are in the higher conscious states, we have become sensitive. When we are sensitive to the energy field around us, we are able to communicate from this higher level of sensitivity. And being sensitive means being loved. When we wake up our higher self, we are appreciative of seeing the light in others. When we say namaste, we are recognizing that light of ours in the other. When you say namaste, the reality is we are worshipping the other as divine supreme being. So appreciation is a powerful enhancer of relationships. Insensitivity is also being an empowered listener to listen. Much of the conflicts begins with feeling unheard, not being able to communicate. When we listen, we are able to allow the other to come forth with information that we can process better to respond from the higher place. Listening skill is a very vital facet to relationship. Most leaders are good listeners who import information, process information from the zone of harmony and calm to respond. So when we receive a criticism in one dimension, being the spirit having the human experience, we do not take criticism personally. We are able to see the wisdom nugget within that criticism. We are able to import in that information to process, to respond from the higher place. So the aspect of listening really means allowing for greater understanding to take place. And just as much as we listen is our deeper understanding of information from a greater consciousness. So when we are listening, there is what we comprehend as greater understanding. And with greater understanding, we are able to resolve. I learn from my wife on how she is able to work with our children. No matter what they do. And children all the time try to push their boundaries. They push to see how much they can get away with it. But when I see my wife dealing with my children with so much patience to listen to them, could see how she's able to resolve relationships, resolve that hassle, resolve that frustration. So the power of understanding is incredibly important, especially in our workplace. Because in the workplace, we need information to process. We need to understand better. And we need to see one layer beyond the normal layers of understanding to respond. And another facet within communication is open our heart and allow for us to process from the heart. Anytime we are perturbed, that is not the right time to decide, and that is also not the right time to speak. At all times, come into the heart. And in the heart is the zero point where there is calm, harmony, and our vibrancies are able to tap into the wisdom. So, step into the heart, and being in the heart means we are generating the powerful vibrancies that enhances our relationships even by thought. When our heart chakra is open, the world responds. When Mahatma Gandhi would travel in India during the pre-colonial days, a telegram would take hours to reach, and Gandhiji would make spontaneous decisions of travel. And a telegram would be sent, but many times he would arrive to that destination point before the telegram even was received. The British were shocked to see a phenomena, and that phenomena was wherever Gandhiji went, there would be huge crowd that had gathered even before the telegram arrived. And this is the heart chakra. In our field of workplace especially, it's all about people, people, people. But when our vibrancies are attuned to a higher self, it is only natural that we are attracting towards us the vibrancies in all its forms, as in relationships, come to us. The fifth facet is Ho'oponopono, the ancient Hawaiian technique of healing. I was impressed when I came to know of the Ho'oponopono, because when I would climb up the mountains to see Guru Aya, the prayer there, the first of the prayer is, please forgive me for all that I have done, knowingly and unknowingly, in this life and all my past lives. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I am thankful for your grace of forgiveness. I am thankful for having to realize the past and to be forgiven. Gratitude. Thank you. This, as in the Hawaiian Ho'oponopono, helps us not only heal ourselves and all our relationships, but also activates that higher vibrancies that is conductive to the happiness and success in our lives. So, when we are working with energy fields, we wish to summon the grandness of infinity. We wish to summon the grandness of light. So, first, let's visualize all of humanity. And when we say Om Namah Shivaya, let's take the collective energies of consciousness of all of humanity and say, we are sorry for the past. Om Namah Shivaya. Seek forgiveness for all of humanity, of all of the history. Let humanity be forgiven. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Express gratitude for receiving the light. Express gratitude for humanity being healed in light. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Feel ourselves receiving the light to be the love. Let all of humanity be the love. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Now, come into our personal relationships. Understand relationships from all of our past lives, the father becoming the son becoming the father, or mother becoming the daughter, daughter becoming the mother, each life, friends within each, enmity within, all of this is related to our relationships that we are experiencing in the now. So, take up any relationship that has been troubling us. It could be personal. It could be work-related. It could be in any which dimension, any which way we are experiencing these relationships. So when we go into the many, 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 many births, understand ourselves as having had millions of births. It's a karmic imprint that we are sending light to. I mean, sending light to in repentance, in being able to say sorry from the heart. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Go into all the million years and go into all million births and go into all the many relationships we've had and seek forgiveness in any which way we had caused any which harm or hurt or pains to anyone. May we be forgiven. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Now feel the sense of happiness of being forgiven.
the gratefulness of being forgiven. When we say the mantra, feel gratitude for receiving the forgiving energies. Om Namah Shivaya. To be love means to be whole. So be the light, be the whole. When you say the mantra, affirm, I am love, I am forgiven, I have forgiven, I am that light that shines as the energies of source. I am that which has erased out my memory that has been keeping me back, that karmic imprint that has been holding me back, that block in all that I do has been erased by my light. So let's say the mantra. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. This Ho'oponopono can be applied specifically to a specific person. Start with all of humanity to expand the bandwidth of light that flows through us, and then bring it into focus into individuals who, for some reason of the past, hold resistance. But when we are the light, when we are the whole, the world comes to us. So to recap, divine beings, the first, be whole, attain wholeness, awaken that divine feminine within ourselves. Now, be the cosmic child. Awaken the sixth sense. Be the vibrancy, the vitality. Allow for wisdom to receive and flow with. Clear darknesses, as in all forms. Be the light warrior. No, communication. Communication means from sensitivity, we are open to receive energies as information. We are able to resolve through being from the heart. We are master communicators since we speak to the heart. Then the fifth, the Ho'oponopono of being love itself, of negating all and any relationship that hinders us, negating any limits to our relationships and our manifested realities with our light of being. So, divine beings, as in attainments of the vibrancies, uplift humanity in being love, in awakening the primordial blessings of being the light that shines and radiates. Om Namah Shivaya. Om.
Grateful for the moments we shared together. To learn more or to connect with Nandiji, email us awake
nandhi.com, nandhi.com, or visit our website nandhiji.com, nandhiji.com. In grace, in blessings, as one. Om Namah Swaya.